Hey everyone, welcome to Future Wealth's podcast. Today is February 14, 2021. And the topic today is the trades that happen off exchanges. A little known fact to most investors is that there's a certain percentage of all trades, also known as dark trading, that occur off the main exchanges. The main exchanges being the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ. Institutional investors who want to hide their bid or ask quotes from public view typically send these orders to private venues, also known as dark pools, run by companies such as Citadel Securities. These companies execute the trade for the investor for a fee and only report the trade after the execution is completed. As such, the broader market cannot see what the stock is worth and how it is priced until the trade is done. When the volume is small, the impact of dark pool trading is pretty minimal. But with the recent rise in trading in platforms such as Robinhood, off-exchange trades are approaching almost 50% of all trades in any given day. And hence you see the massive volatility on stocks like GameStop and AMC, where much of the trading happens behind the scenes in these dark pools. And investors trading on these main exchanges only see the massive price movement after the completion of the trade. And so they wonder, why did they not get the price quote that they entered on the screen? And this is the reason why. Now, most of the countries, such as Canada and European Union, do not permit trading outside the main exchanges. And the primary reason is the lack of transparency. And the secondary reason is to keep transactions costs low for the average investors. With volumes as high as it has been recently, it's only a matter of time before the SEC in the US clamps down on these esoteric maneuvers adopted by hedge funds and large institutional funds. This concept of off-exchange trading is another reason for investors to not really attempt day trading or trying to time the market. Any average investor who thinks he possesses insight that no one else has and is confident that they can beat the market may be wise to consider that the money may have already been made on the other side of the trade by those dealing in the same stock in these dark pools. That somber realization will hopefully limit further losses for the average investor in future. Or will it? And that's the question to ask is, for those who are still trying to unload GameStop and AMC shares well after the party's over, will tell you that they made a big mistake. And therein lies the crunch of these dark pool trades. Be well, and we'll talk again next week.